Rashi Beis Amud Aleph, Bottom Rashi. Mishnah Rishona. So what's this? We said there's a difference in Mishnah Rishona. Kadem Shechaz Beis Hillel Harvus Kedibra Beis Shammai. Before Beis Hillel accept the Beis Shammai's opinion, that's the Mishnah Rishona. Sefer the Masis the Ktani Chutz Min Havorim Shena Mashukrorim. So the case of the Mishnah which says that to the exclusion of Avodim which are not freed. Dukma Ravina, Ravina later on that Dal says that that's referring to a case of Misha Chetze Eber Bechetze Ben Charim, the potter, that a Chatzi Bechetze Ben Charim is potter, he has to be totally free. That's how Ravina understands the Mishnah. So that phrase, Nishna is Kadam Shechoz Beis Hillel. That's before Beis Hillel capitulated. But once Beis Hillel accepted Beis Shammai's opinion that the Bezin will force the master to free him. So we create this concept, and I would imagine it's the Rabbanon. It's hard to understand that should be at the Raisa Tikkadin. Since he's on his way to be free, he has to be freed. So therefore he's chayiv. The only thing I was thinking, possibly there is a shita hamafker avlos yet to the chayiv and sorry get shechris machlokes in the morning kitten, whether if a person is mafker avto he loses by virtue of the fact that he doesn't have the financial element of the relationship over the Eved, is that automatically he's totally free and therefore he does not need to get shikur. That's machlokes is over there. So maybe because Lachlis in this state Bezin is going to force him, it's like he's lost financial control over the Eved. Otherwise, I'm not sure what this, or this is the Rabban, I'm not sure which way to go. So once we still accepted that, so he is Chai. And that's the Mishnah Slizos Mimkarma. The phrase which already had been established was not removed. And we just added the word Hakol to Mimarba that it is Chayv. So Beis Shammai said to Beis Hillel, your arrangement is Tikkanta Mesorba Vasatzal and Tikkanta. Kol Tikkanas Rabbi Khan, all of the needs of the all of your needs to make sure that the master is getting what he needs are here. Of the Kanas Ebed ain't Khan, but the addressing the needs of the Eved, you don't have. Even though you've addressed the financial obligations, Oniskin repair Viribya, he hasn't been able to have his mitzvah peravu addressed. Lisa Shifchei no Yochel, Midnei Tzadah Chayvah Shabai, Uksiv lo Yeh Kodesh Mipnei Yisrael. He can't marry a Shifcha. Can't marry a free woman. Just leave him as is. You can't because the Russian created the world that it should be populated. So that's the Russian's intent in the Bria, which we are expected to carry out. Tosis raises the question that why don't we say that the assay of Pravu or of Shevis is there to the Lois assay of Aliyah Kadesh? And he should marry whatever the Easter is, but let him marry this woman. And it's the Chalos assay. So Tosis says two terutzim. One is, the Mor says in Yevamos that when it's after the Kaim Shneim, if we have a way to not to do the mitzvah without doing the Avera, we should do that. So this is considered after Kaim Shneim because he could be freed. So Bezin's intervention would accomplish that. That's which is a Kiddush. We're going to cost somebody else a loss of money in order to. That's called Eshel Kaim Shneim. Tosha says it's not Be'idna, because the Avera starts as soon as the man begins the Maisa Biya, but the mitzvah Puravu is not this kind until a person completes the Maisa Biya. What's interesting is Bataisis understands Puravu, the mitzvah Puravu is not having the child, it's the because it's the act of the Maisa Biya is the mitzvah. Not the having the children. And Rosh says in where's from Rosh? It's in Dibris Rosh somewhere. It's not an Igris. Rosh says because a command is always on a Maisa. Rosh can't command us to have children. He commands us to do the actions which are necessary to have children. That's the mitzvah. So he did the mitzvah. You keep doing the mitzvah till you have a son and a daughter. The mitzvah peruvu. We picture you can't exercise a bazakas. Well, let's say a person. Imagine a kazakh is very large. The mitzvah he eats three kebayim. It's not pshat that the mitzvah. You eat the first bite of it, you didn't do a mitzvah, you did a mitzvah to mamash. That's the tzibah, you just keep doing it until you get to that amount. But each part of it is called a full fledged mitzvah that it would have a din of desa de cholosa. You know, say the discussion of Rishami talks about all you have is matzah, which is tevel, and you can't be mafresh. So let's say matzah should be done for the, let's just say, tevel. Right. So, well, it means you have to eat a kazayis basachas? No, not necessarily. I mean, you eat a kazayis, half a kazayis is also good, because each one is part of the mitzvah. That's the tzibah you use to eat. Eat, to you, and you finish the responsibility of eating when you eat a kazayis. So this raises another question we hear, is that l'chari you can marry a mamzeris, because Allah is that a mamzer is mutter in a shefcha. Because he comes from this being with the shifcha is like a state of znus. He, since he's created through the isra of znus, doesn't have an isra of shifcha. And a freed slave is mutter in mamzer also. That's not that the isra of mamzer is only bekal Hashem, and kahal exclude. We hold kahal geirim leikri kahal, that a geir is allowed to marry them a mamzer. So the sevik can marry a mamzeris. The tzad ab the shaboy can marry the mamzeris, and the tzad. Chereshavoy can marry the mamzeris. So Tosfos says tuturutzim. That's not considered a solution to our problem to create more mamzerim and klai yisro, because she'll have kids which will be mamzerim. Mamzeris is the isra mamzer carries up from generation to generation. So we're being more people which have an isra to marry into the main corpus of klai yisro. That's not a solution.
You kind of the mitzvah,
right? But if you're looking at the overall picture of it's not, you know, because Chazal did not want to have more mamzerim. It just creates potentially people which are also to marry most people. It's not a real solution. Then Tosfos says, and even if you tell me that you don't like the Torah, Tosfos is mechadish that. This is Mechadish, the idea that an Eved has no concept of Kedushin, Ben Karin does. So we look at this person as almost like he's two units over here. His Sadcheris made a Kedushin, this woman, she's married, and now the Tzadavdus, which is not shy to the Kedushin at all, is having relations with her. That's also the Tzadavdus is also to have relations with the Tzad. Eishes ish of the tzadcheres. That's a fascinating concept. So that's
what.
If you got it, you got it. If not, we'll go weiter. Yeah. Okay. Zokt the Gemara. Rambesim of Beis by the two dots. So the Mishnah said that a cher shatav katan. There's no halacha of. Of a chiyah of re'iyah.
I mean, just going back to the other, I mean, when you free the other side of the effort, I mean, the master has got a pretty bad deal, right? Because, I mean, how creditworthy is is the Eved.
We don't know.
Bad enough. We'll get some resolving it, won't
it? Yeah, we're not guarantee. No, there's no guarantees over here. That he has a star. He can't take him to bed. But you know, the guy's got to make money. He has no. He's starting well for zero property.
Right. Well,
so someone who becomes an Eved married previously.
This is an Eved Kanani. This argument is talking about Eved Kanani. One of the questions Tosfos is raised over here is let him sell himself as an Eved Ivri, and Eved Ivri is mutter to marry a Shivcha. So now Ben Charon can sell himself as an Eved Ivri. Tosfos says that's not a kasha because the law is that the only a ger is not nifter by Eved Ivri, because as Mishalva, the part of the it has to be a person which can you can fulfill in him the concept of v'shava mishpachtoi, and there's no mishpachtoi for him to be shava. So there's no din of selling himself as an eved. And then he said, anyway, you would have this problem. The sadavers and the sadcheres, the bia would be problematic.
So someone that sold as an eved basically has to get divorced.
I'm sorry, what?
Someone that sold as an eved has to get divorced.
No. Mishpacha means Mishpacha's avkar mishpacha. It doesn't mean the wife. It means his greater family status in the community. As a matter of fact, when he gets married, the Odin is mechuyev now to help cover the support for his wife and kids. Okay, who's the cherish of a cotton? Tony cherish to me the shet of a cotton. So the cherish of our mishnah is the cherish that, which is equated to a shet of a cotton. Mashet of a cotton, the lab any day of cherish lab by day. So when a person doesn't have das, it's a status of a non das person. So that's the cherish which is potter. But a person who's deaf, who's able to speak, a person who's mute, who is able to hear, is going to be chayv and re'iyah. The kamash malon, and the point of our mission is kiddush nan. Cherish a dibur chacham b'chol mokum she'ena shemeya ben madaber. That the point of our mission is we're talking about a person who's the cherish of chazal. Normally means, it says b'chol mokum, but there'll be some exceptions. Means is referring to a person who cannot hear and cannot speak, and that cherish has a lot of a lav bar das. The thing I told you once, the logic behind that, which Chazal understand, is that the concept of das is developed by the interaction with people. Because this person's interaction with people is limited because he can't hear and he cannot speak. He's not part of the greater yishuv, so the understanding of how things, really getting how things. He might be intellectual and being smart, but that's like an understanding of how what the realities are. Reality, you can't get that just from book knowledge. So he has to get this from the ability to be part of a greater reality, which he can't. So the question then, of course, develops now. Halacha nowadays, the place can, you know, handle already. There's a sefer called Malachas Cherish, Malachas Cherosh V'Chershev, right? So it's all sefer about the halachas, the status of Cherish regards to certain mitzvahs. Bisman Azed, there's a change, you know, where they're able to, you know, people which are able to be, you know, the Helen Kellers of the world type, you know, they became very interactive with the world. They interact through Ksiva, you know, the different ways of interacting. Is that change? Would he have a different status in halacha? What I found fascinating about the sefer was actually published in 1864. So apparently there was already at that point in time, interesting to do the research and the history of that point in time already, there was much more development of, I mean, he was talking about, you know, Bizman Hazed, and nowadays we interact with Chereshim, you know, it's like, oh wow. I'd seen a quote. I found like, I'm going to look on the Chachma to see if they have it. So they have it. And they saw the date that was published. I said, that's really interesting. So there is a discussion, or another example where the question rises is a person who was healthy and was in an accident or something. Something happened. They had an illness which left them a deaf mute. And most Pesachim hold that case, the second case, he has a din of a cherish.
He does have
a din of a cherish. So there is some element of a cherish, a kosev element in it. So then the person said, well, if that's true, then even the cherish, which has learned how to communicate, etc., but also. There seems to be. Ramesh has a tshuva, if I recall correctly. I didn't look it up now, but Ramesh has a tshuva. I think that at least the chumra we give him a status of a regular person by virtue of the fact that he's able to communicate. I'm pretty sure that I once saw a tshuva from Ramesh like that. So cherish in general means that he's an Einish Shmei Ben Amazab. Okay, and that's a Mishnah. That's a Mishnah in Masechta Shumas. So what's in the gay over here? The Mor says Tanina. So we have a Diak and our Mishnah would support that our Mishnah is teaching us along the lines of the following Brisa. The Brisa says the following: Hamadab Ravena Shemeya Zeu Cheresh. The phrase "a person who can't hear" is called a Cheresh, even though he can speak. Shmei Ben Amadav, a person who can hear but he cannot speak. Zeu Ilem, that's a mute person. Zeh v'zeh, harein kepichin l'chol divrayim. They have a status like a fully cognizant person in all halachas. Only if he's Eino Dabar V'Eino Shemeo, then he's not like a pikeach. The word is, once we understand the phraseology over here, why do we refer to one as a cherish and one as an ilim? So we're used to that, that's what the words mean. But the more wants to know, you know, where do you see that? The Chazal used the phrase, where do we see the usage in the psukim that that's how it's used? You see, v'anika cherish loy eshma. Plus, until it says, the David Melch says, I'm like the cherish which I cannot hear. Like an ilim, it doesn't open his mouth. Or alternatively, the reason why you know an ilim is referring to a person who cannot speak, because the word kedamer inshi, that the word ilim is a contraction from ishtakil milule. So the aleph from the beginning of the first word, the lamed from the end of the first word, and the mem from the beginning of the second word is ilim. So the word ilim means a person whose ability to create words have been taken away from him. Rashi. Kiritna b'reish mesach t'shumis. Cheresh shedibir b'chachom v'chom mokim. Shehishu o'yisoy l'shoyta. L'poitroy. That he has a din like a shoyta that he's putter from it. L'dibir el b'mi she'en ha'shemeya b'en ha'madabir. He cannot interact normally either through shmiya or through dibir. Pachakim l'ol rabbonin. Chazal have a mesara. That person, not a shemeh, but not a medaber, has a din of not pardas.
So he says, is a misaro?
Kimla means that they have this knowledge, but it means that we don't have. There's no external source for it. So either means that they were able with their wisdom to figure it out, or they got a misaro. Kimluk doesn't have to mean Masara, but it could mean Masara. Dabrena Shemeya, Tchilosa, Hoya Pikeach, Achalomed, Ladaber. So the average case, normally we assume that the ability to learn how to speak depends on the ability to hear. So how do you have a person who's a Madaber Ben Shemeya? So actually, that's the case was a person who was able to speak and hear, and he learned how to speak. And then something happened that he lost his hearing. He said, "But that Rebbe Shemeya, Achalama L'Davar, Hakach Nischarish." Our mission is supporting the brayse. So that's important. That you see, we have a support for the loch of the brayse. So that was a kapichim. Hanok masnisin. The loy potter el cheresh that we see that our mission, so that the only exclusion is a full fledged cheresh. In other words, don't make the mistake to think that since I told you that a person who cannot hear, even though he can speak, is called a cheresh, so maybe the halachas of cheresh should devolve on him, that he should be potter. Say, no, that's not true. Only a cheresh type of tashayt is potter. The word ilam means as that's what the word itself means. Because it's not shrikun, it's a contraction. He's talking about lulei nitzel dibur. His ability to speak has been taken away. Okay. So the Gemara, medaber ben shemaya, shemaya ben medaber ischai. So we've inferred from our Mishnah that only a person is not a medaber but not a shemaya, then he's potter. But if he's either a deaf person who's able to speak, or he's a mute person who cannot speak but could hear, he's chai. I batanya medaber ben shemaya, shemaya ben medaber potter. That even not like the diak of our Mishnah, even a cheresh is not talking about the shaita, that he's only that he can speak but he can't hear, or vice versa, is potter. So our mission of the Chayav is problematic. So Amar Ravina v'tema Rava, sort of mess of Machlokes Ketana. We have to add another layer into the mission. So I mentioned yesterday that there are three chiyuvim in a person when it comes to the Yom Tov. There's the chiyuv Re'iya, which is a carbon arlo. Lo Yerum, but I recover. He has to be carbon arlo. He's a chiyuv of Simcha. There's about the Shalom and Bechal to Shalom. There's a mitzvah to bring Mitzamachta. There's a mitzvah to bring Kerben Shalom Shalom and Simcha. And the mitzvah of Kerben Chagiga. So Mishnah says everybody. So we're adding in now the Mishnah was. So now we have the Mishnah referring to the Chiyuv of Re'iya, meaning the Kerben Oilo, which is what Tosfos had on Rashi. Rashi says the Re'iya means just presenting yourself, and we see from that the Mishnah Re'iya means bringing the korban. So this Gemara is definitely using referring to the korban. So Tosfos says Rashi means presenting yourself, and obviously means with the korban, because the pasuk says Lo Yireh Panei Kam. So Re'iya means presenting yourself with the korban Oila. There's no mention for korban Simcha. Now we're adding that the Mishnah means Oila and the chi of Re'iya, Oilas Re'iya, and also the Shalmei Simcha. So well, the more is going to discuss in Gimel Manal how we know this. We're saying even though he's a full-fledged mitzvah in mitzvahs, he's potter from karma re'iya. The same person who cannot walk is potter from Re'iya, even though he's a full-fledged chayv in mitzvahs, but he's not chayv in the mitzvah of Re'iya. So the person who's a half cheresh, it's a fully chayv in mitzvahs, but he's potter from Re'iya.
The one who can't walk is potter from Re'iya or potter from all three?
I think he's potter from all three. Once he's potter for all mitzvahs, with kibbonis, which come with it. Again, the more is going to bring drashas, how we know that we split the two over here. So Rav and Ravina both suggest, or Ravina, one or the other, whoever answered this question, that's how you send the Mishnah. That there is two separate mitzvahs over here, and a total cheresh is potter from both. That's the diak we had in the Gemara before, that's referring to, which is referring to total cherish on our Mishnah. But a non-total cherish, Rashi can't say potter, because he's chayv and simcha. And our Mishnah is referring to Re'ia and simcha. But Echanami is potter from Re'ia. Now, the Morris says, this pshat that you said in the Mishnah, the truth is it's a b'raisa. Tanya mihochi, a kolchi ab Maria, uba simcha, chutz mecherish, hamadaber ben a shemeya, shemeya hamadaber, shemeter minaria. That the person who's a half cherish is potter from Ria. Val bishop turim minaria. Even though the potter from Ria, the chayiv is simcha, there are chayiv in the midst of simcha. But a person who is a totally he's a deaf mute, such a person is totally pot. And that's the dukum of the mission. Next is the more we'll ask us, how do we know? Let's see Rashi. Potter, Minariya. So the Brisa says that a person who's a half cherish is potter from Riyah. So now we have Kasha and Adoli Masis and a Brisa. We have this question between our mission and our Brisa. How do we understand that the two should fit? Amarov and Masnisin, the Tani Eitz Riyah cherish terminashat. Our mission, which only says you're potter, a cherish which is similar to a shaita, that's not a bardas. But a person who is a bardas is chayiv, not like the brisa, is referring to simcha. And we understand the afal pidol is doim in the shaita potter. When it comes to re'iyah, even though he's not doim in the shaita, he's still potter. And that's the brisa. When the mission says no, he's only part of him, he's like a shaita, that's the gabi simcha who the tani. That's regards to simcha. But regards to the riya, he's part of even otherwise. The mission is actually referring to both. The mission is missing a step. Which means riya and simcha. Chutz mecherish koldehu. Mecherish koldehu is not chayiv and riyah. What does koldehu mean? Or shemeya ben medaber, or medaber ben shemeya. Either one is he has, you know, they're excluded from the mitzvah of riyah. Al vishu chotu chotu lo elis riyah leiros. He's not mechiv to present himself or bring karmen riyah. Chayiv simcha. Lismar bechag. Is a chiyuv. They have simcha on the chag. You see, with simata bechagecha, the meal come on. The simcha b'shlamim lechol is a baser. Fina lo b'nivis avachta shlamim b'chalta shlamim b'samachta. So the pasuk says that the simcha is fulfilled through bringing carbon shlamim eating the baser. And it says over here b'samachta bechagecha. So you're going to be mechuyiv to bring a shlamim simcha. So why is it chayiv and simcha when he's potter from Riyah? But what would that mean? Is carbon eilus riyah you cannot fulfill through a shliach because the chiyuv is to come and present yourself in the zohar and bring a carbon when you come. The chiyuv of zavat shom v'chalta shom you can be mechayiv through a shliach. Send somebody to the persons in Yerushalayim. You can eat shalom anywhere in Yerushalayim. Send the shliach to the Beis Hamikdash, and they mark up the carbon. He brings it back and he eats from the simcha, the shalmi simcha. With his lodgings there in the old city.
Inside
Yerushalayim. Inside the place that's Kedusha Yerushalayim, the walls. Wherever Kedusha Yerushalayim, full Kedusha Yerushalayim applies, and that usually has inside the walls. Yeah. Not because there's a lot of walls, because there's a lot of the Kedusha.
Why?
if the walls are broken, the walls are breached, you still would have a mitzvah.
And the walls happen to correspond with the boundaries of that area at that time.
Let's assume, yeah.
So it would be the...
I'm not sure what the research is, whether that's 100% correct or not, but let's say it was.
Something that would be the, built the walls to Oz and not as their...
Correct. Okay. Which you put next to the Shet of a Katan, and that's totally potter because he's not Chayav Mitzvahs. Okay? Morris says, okay. Interesting halacha, but where does it come from? Why are they potter from Re'iyah, even though they're still Chayav and it's of Simcha? Where does it come from? Some more answers. Linyan Ria, that which is not from Ria. So again, Simcha they're Chayiv, because why shouldn't they be Chayiv? They're Chayiv and call them Mitzvah Sabbatar. So they could come on their own to Beit HaMikdash, they can have the Shaykh to Beit HaMikdash, you know, they're Chayiv and Mitzvah. I said before, you can send the Shaykh, it doesn't mean they have to send the Shaykh, but a lot of them come to Beit HaMikdash. There's no choice when they come to Beit HaMikdash. But they would come with not being carbon ria. They're not mechuyim to be carbon ria. But they're not mechuyim to come here. I mean, you know, that means if they're not mechuyim to bring carbon ria, means they're not chayiv in the actual mice of ria either. So they don't want to, if they want to send the shliya, they can send the shliya. Ria is one for one. Simcha, you can share. The reason why Ria is supposed to be learned from a Haka. The Morris is going to make a few steps to finish the thought. Okay, where do you see you learn out the midst of the regal from Haka? So Hakel, the Ksiv, Hakel is Om, Hawanashim, Bahanashim, Ratav. See, Bevoy Kol Yisrael, that the mitzvah is when all of Kol Yisrael comes, Leir Ois says, Pnei Hashem Alekecha, but Makom Asher Yivchar. So it says, Leir Ois. And over there, the Cheresh is Pot. Bahasim in Olam, and so how do you know he's Pot over there? So it says Lashon Re'iyah over there by Hakel. So Lashon Re'iyah over here by obviously Lila Regal says Lashon Re'iyah. So we're making say Rishava Re'iyah Re'iyah from Hakel. Okay, and over there, Vahasim and Olin. How do you know by Hakel that a Chershu, which who can speak, is Potter? He's not a Shaita. He can speak, so he's considered a full fledged Chayav Mitzvah. So why is he Potter? Comes the problem of Davar Ben Shemaya. He cannot hear. If he can't hear, he doesn't. He has no answer to go in order to hear. Laman Yishmu, you should come in order to hear. Well, he can't hear, so he's about to. The word Yilmadu excludes a person who cannot speak. Yeah.
So we're saying that an essential part of learning is talking?
No, the more is going to figure out what the more is going to address that. So the more says, okay, the memro. Do you mean to tell me that he lo mishtoi lo gomer? If he cannot speak, he cannot learn. So the man yomadu doesn't apply to a person who can't speak. The Mor says that that's not true. For example, for Hanu Shrei Ilmi, there was two mute people, the Habu B'Shivusei, the Rebbe. They lived in the neighborhood of Rebbe, Rebbeinu HaKadosh. Who were they? Ben Ebarte, the Rebbe Yochanan ben Gudgada. They were the sons of the daughter of Rebbe Yochanan ben Gudgada, his grandsons through his daughter. Barmer law, some people say Bnei Achzid or Biyechanan, that they were the nephews of Rabbi Yechanan ben Zudgada. And the Chol Emes to Habu Ayli, Rabbi Levi Mishrasha, Habu Ayli, whenever Rabbi would go to Beis Medrash, they would go also, V'yasvi Kamai, when they would sit in front of him. V'menaydi Bereshayu, they would nod their heads that they understood. They would move their lips, even though they couldn't speak, they would move their lips. And they were very muster to coming to listen to Shir. We have no idea what they knew, right? Because they couldn't speak. But the Gemara says, the boy Rebbe Rachmi Alayu, Rebbe davened for mercy for them. Bitsu, and they became healed. Bishtacha to have a Gemiri, it turned out they knew. Hilchasa, which is all of the, they knew all of the Gemara, the Safra, the Sifri, the Teres Kahanim is a Safra. Sifri is on Memibur and the Borim, the Halachic Medrash, the Kula Hashas, and they knew all of Shas. They knew everything. They weren't able to speak. Apparently, that doesn't prevent them from learning. So what do you mean that Laman Yomadu excludes a person who is not able to speak? Okay. Or Mazutra Koribe Laman Yilamedu. The issue here is not Laman Yomadu, which you write that they are able to learn. The issue here is Laman Yilamedu, that there's a mitzvah for them to teach. Or the purpose of hakel is in order that the person should learn in order to be able to give over to somebody else, and they're excluded because they can't transmit this. See, even though you find a concept of ksiba kadibur, but since at least bizman chazal, where there's an issur of tarsha b'peh be written miksav, you're allowed to write it for your own personal memory. You're allowed to have it, it's called Megillas Stordim, we have that idea. You're allowed to write it on this parchment to store for, to remind yourself. When you teach, you have to teach orally. Well, they can't speak, so they can't. They were not in the midst of Yilamedu of teaching orally.
Sign language.
Well, the person speaking about it, you know, nowadays, well, it's sort of like a theoretical. You know, it's the only place in the game is Gabi Hakel and Elie LeRegel, so it's hard to, you know, say nowadays, Bez Hashem will be, you know, Bez Hashem nowadays, where, so the, nowadays we are allowed to write Torah, the Eis Lassus is Efer Torah Secha, we are allowed to write. So they're allowed to write, the now they can teach. So I guess the question will be when Mashiach comes, and we'll have Hakel, and we'll have Lila Regal again. Will we allowed to teach through Ksiva, Tarsha Bapeh B'Ksav, or not? But assuming that the answer that would remain the same, they should be now Chai because they're able to teach.
Why do you assume that it's Tarsha Bapeh anyway?
The Man Yilamedu. The eker purpose of the coming with the coming. Well, I mean, the Melech read from Tarshish B'Ksav, but Tarshish B'Ksav was B'Ksav, and what exactly are you teaching? The explanations of it. I'm not saying necessarily you're allowed to write that either. That also goes in Tarshish B'Ksav. If I want to explain to you Pshat and the Pasuk, so my mitzvah was explained to you about Peh, how to understand the Torah Shabbos. So the drush is from Laman Yilamedu. So then we're Rav Ashi Omar, that Razucha is right. And then I'll prove it to you. Vadai Laman Yilamedu. The drush wasn't the Pshat and the Braisa, it wasn't the Laman Yilamedu, but rather was the Laman Yilamedu. Why? Because the Laman Yilamedu, if What was if the pshat and the bright? There was U.S. Akasha because you found there's a story with these two ill men. I mean, conceptually, you're not saying it's impossible that an illim can be excluded from the heat, that we say that his ability to learn is impaired by his ability to hear, let's say, to speak. We could say that, right? But you're just saying, but you see that that's not true. But let's leave that, let's conceptually. Let's say the pshat is, Rashi is saying, that the man yilmadu was excluding the ilim. Because he cannot speak, he cannot learn. You can have a problem if you say that, Rashi says. If you would contemplate the man yilmadu, we came to the Lord Mishtoy of the Gomar, means if he cannot speak, he cannot learn. So now I have a problem. The man yishmu nafka. Why can't we learn that out from the man yishmu? The man yilamedu means the man yilamedu. So, in other words, so Rashi, I think we have to add, I think after reading all the Rashis, you know, we'll see in Rashi. Rashi is a little bit complicated. The man yishmu doesn't just mean physically hearing, it means hearing to the point of absorbing. And if you're telling me that a person cannot speak, cannot really learn, so that's really excluded from the pasuk of the man yishmu already. In other words, the reason why we say that the person who cannot hear, who can speak, is excluded from the man yishmu, is not because, well, because there's a custom, there has to be an active. Din ma'aser shmiya, he can't hear, so he's puter. It's a conceptual concept because that excludes him from the ability to absorb the Torah. So if I have somebody who can physically hear who can't not absorb the Torah, let's say that theoretically I have a person who, whatever reason, who can hear but he cannot understand the language we speak in. But so going there, the physical sounds went into his head, but that's not called Shmiyah. That's not what the Shmiyah was. So if you're telling me that an Elaim is excluded because he can't really learn unless he's able to speak, she's excluded from the Man Yishmo already. What do you need the Man Yomadu for? The answer is no. That we do not feel he has a problem, the ability to be Shmiyah and to understand. And therefore, an Elam cannot be excluded from the man Yishmu. So, how do you exclude him from the man Yilmadu? He learned. The answer is must be the darshan the man Yilamedu, which he cannot do. So that's what Rashi says, that this pshat that you're suggesting, it's not just from an external kasha from these ilmim that were in Rebbe's neighborhood, but rather it's pshat in the posik. Otherwise, it doesn't make any sense any other way. The Rashi Rima Hakel. See in Parshas Hakel, it says, "Bevoi Kol Yisrael Leirois." So it says, "Kaisel is coming Leirois." So there's a Gzeirah Shel Re'iri. Parshas Hamelach, Parshas Hakel Hamelach, Hayikar Mishnah Torah Basora, Chomotzei Shmita, on the Cholamoid Sukkis of the Sukkis immediately. After a Shemitah year, the Melech Kaisel would gather together in the Azora, and the Melech would read from Sefer Mishnah Torah from Devor. Which was all darshan, that means immediately after Shas Shemitah, where the halacha of the Shemitah are still applicable because the protos are Shemitah protos.
Why do we need this verse for Pasuk Hakel Sa'am? Why didn't they just bring the vote to Israel?
It's a good question. Now, actually, the Pashas Lachar, for the Gzeirah Shel, you don't need it. The Pasuk, the man Yishmael man Yomadu, was in that first Pasuk. So, but the Gemara didn't really address that until later on. So I saw somebody ask the question. I don't recall this Teretz. Father Shemay ben Madaber, Masha Shein Zeroy Luma, your sentence means that he can't, person can't speak, can't really learn. Morris says that's not true. Hilchos does Mishnayos. They knew says they know Hilchos. I mean, they knew all of the Mishnayos. Kulishas means they knew all of the explanation of the Mishnayos. They knew everything. Tamura says it doesn't mean it's not Laman Yimadu Laman Yilamedu. Veins are roiling Laman Lacherim. You can't teach otherwise. Rashi Amar Vare Laman Yilamedu. Klerim Belav Kusha Dahal Cheilmi. Even without these two, this question you asked from the two Ilmim who lived in Rebbe's neighborhood. Even without that, like looking at the drasha, the Tana, you cannot understand that the Tana's drasha, the Moyet Mehacha, which excludes Shmei Ben Medaber, Elamim Milaman Yilamedu. The only way to understand is by saying it's referring to Laman Yilamedu. These are called Milaman Yilamedu. Who the mashmalei? You learn from Laman Yilmadu. Almasirlei the latana the kima the loy mishchayi loy gomer and the nafshe. If he cannot speak, he cannot learn. That's what really, if true, if so, kima the loy shama. You're saying once you have the pasuk of Laman Yishmu, which means he cannot hear, and then sadi loy gomer. We understand the reason is because he cannot learn. And the kima the tanan the man yishmu problem of daven ishmaya. But not so. How do we understand the time of yishmu the loy gomer who is because he cannot learn. So yovin kol masharim lefan. We understand what he's told. And you're telling me that a person who can't speak also cannot understand. So lomli the meheder sul the man yomadu pralat shmei ben medaber. What do you need a special pasuk for that? Kima the sirul that you're of the opinion the man the loy mishtoi nami loy gomer. If he cannot speak, he cannot learn. That's excluded from the Man Yishmu already. Well, let's, we'll pick up the trash again tomorrow. We'll finish up the Rashi tomorrow.